Last night, Aaron Judge did it. Aaron Judge breaks the single season American League home run record with number 62. There it is. Look at that swing. In fact, because I care about you and I care about covering the stories you follow every day, I made sure to go down to the field as a reporter and report on this particular home run. And here's the footage I got. So close! Ah, it almost came to me. A little frustrating. I apologize for the camera work there, a little shaky. People were kind of bumping into me. It was an exciting day, and it was kind of cool to watch. Here's the still of it going over the fence, right from my vantage point. I mean, I was that close to that ball. You know how much money that ball could be worth? Ah! Anyway, experts estimate the value at $2 million or more for this ball. I was that close to it. Part of me thinks I should have jumped off the deck and tried to just catch it on the fly. I mean, there's an argument to be made that my life is not even worth close to $2 million. Many people have made it in my family, so it's a little disturbing, but it's true. And I will say this, you know, while that guy, whoever he was, made a nice catch and is going to earn $2 million for it, congratulations and everything, it's certainly not the greatest catch in baseball history. We all know which one that is.
It's you never wanted to be the guy that turns in a bad performance and didn't give your team a chance to win that day. So
there it is. Yes, my catch at the Blue Jays game, robbing the Rays of a meaningless out in a meaningless game that they then just called me out anyway for fan interference. And I will say this, I still have the ball. People thought, oh, you probably got kicked out of that seat. No, I did not. Got to stay in the seat, got to keep the ball. That's the advantage of going to a baseball game in Canada. They're nice to you up there. I think it's the only stadium in America, or the only stadium in North America that would allow me to actually keep the ball. And I will say this, that catch, that ball, worth far more than $2 million. Though I will say, at this moment, for a limited time, if you really, really want it, I'll sell it to you for $1 million.
Stu Does America.
BlazeTV.com/Stu is the place to go. To subscribe to Blaze TV, use the promo code Stu. Save yourself $10. If you're watching this on YouTube, click like right now before, you know, you forget or I say something that pisses you off. Glenn Beck is going to be here in just a little bit to tell us about America's new Alamo. Chris Cuomo, he's got a new venture. And the predictable happens as he bombs in just dramatic fashion. But we start by doing Herschel Walker. Ah, this is a tough one, man. This is a tough one because I want to tell you, to be honest, right up front, I like Herschel Walker quite a bit. And I really want him to win. And I really want Republicans to get control of the Senate. I'm just out there telling you, that's what I want to happen. Why do I want that to happen? Well, because we've seen what the left will do with it. And I don't, this is just important. I think it's really important to have some sort of wall that will stop at least the worst instincts of President Joe Biden. And a Republican seat is a Republican seat. It's really, really important. So I want to get into this a little bit. This is the big breaking story. Pro-life Herschel Walker paid for girlfriend's abortion. It's a story that's out and, you know, it's tough to tell. Should you believe this story? Should you not believe it? What does it mean? I want to go through all of that and try to get into this as much as we can. But the most important thing, and we have to lead with this, because a lot of people are forgetting this fact, and this is probably the most crucial thing of this entire story. There is never, ever, ever a reason to believe something that's on the Daily Beast website. Now, this story might be true. I don't know. Herschel Walker saying it's not true. Daily Beast is saying it is true. But the bottom line is there's no more reason to believe that Herschel Walker paid for an abortion today than yesterday or the day before or the day before that. The fact that the Daily Beast put out a report saying that Herschel Walker paid for an abortion is completely immaterial to the fact of whether he paid for an abortion or not. Because the Daily Beast says stuff all the time, and I've never seen anything on the site that is accurate. Now, it's possible they may have made a mistake, tried to smear someone in a particular way, and it turned out wrong, and at the end of the day, they actually got it right. Maybe someone hacked their site and wrote something true one time. I don't know. I've never seen that moment, but it is possible. But I will tell you this. There's absolutely no reason to take the Daily Beast's word for anything ever. That is just not the business they're in. Okay, that's not what they do with their lives over there. So the Daily Beast, I don't know. I mean, I will say this. Their big pitch for this story is we've got the receipts. They claim to have receipts. I don't know. Maybe they got pulled down when I was at the website. They had a greeting card with Herschel Walker's signature on it. I don't know. Maybe that proves the story. Maybe it doesn't. But it's important for you to understand there has never, ever been a reason ever in the history of the Internet to believe anything ever printed on the Daily Beast website. That's just the way this works. You should know that going in. Now, Herschel Walker went on Hannity to try to answer the allegations against him last night. Again, the allegations are that he paid for an abortion, you know, a long, long time ago. He sent a check for $700 to a woman who then paid for a $595 abortion or a $575 abortion. That's what they say happened. We don't know who the woman is. No other organization in the media has confirmed this report. They all are kind of saying the thing that you have to say. We were unable to independently verify this report. I don't know. Is it true? Do you always believe every story that happens when you're just a couple weeks before an election? Do I need to bring up Hunter Biden laptop? Do I need to even bring it up? The media didn't seem to want to chase that story at all. Had a lot more information. We knew who Hunter Biden was. We didn't have to guess. He wasn't anonymous. The Hunter Biden laptop story was not put on the Daily Beast, which would make it immediately unbelievable. So why would anyone take this seriously? I don't know. Maybe he did it. Here's Herschel Walker on Hannity being asked about the issue.
First question, do you know the woman that is making this allegation?
I have no idea, but it is a flat out lie. And now you know how important this seat is. This seat is very important that they'll do anything to win this seat, lie, because they want to make it by everything else except what the true problems that we have in this country is. This inflation, the border wide open, crime. They don't want to talk about that. So they're making up lies now because they need this Georgia seat. So I'm going to encourage anyone out there, let's not let them take this seat. If you can go to teamherschel.com, let's not let them take this seat, because if they take this seat, we won't recognize this country tomorrow.
One thing he said in there that I thought was important was that the Democrats really want this seat. And we all know that that's true, which means he said more true things than have ever been printed previously on the Daily Beast website. So I don't know. Maybe this is their first true story. I really don't know, and I don't have enough information to judge it, frankly. Let me give you another clip of the Herschel Hannity question. I mean, people always beat up on Hannity because he's a Republican and obviously has his political beliefs, but he pushed Herschel Walker on this and asked him, I think, most of the tough questions that anybody in the media would ask. Here's another one.
What about the $700 check? Is there anybody you can remember sending that much money to?
Well, I send money to a lot of people, and that's what's so funny. And let's go back to my part. You know, I do scholarship for kids. I give money to people all the time because I'm always helping people because I believe in being generous. God has blessed me, and I want to bless others. And I got into this race because I'm a Christian. I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and I always tell everyone that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So whoever has been out there want to lie on Herschel Walker, you're lying on the wrong one. It best that you to go somewhere else, because I'm going to win this seat for the great people of Georgia, because Georgia deserves to have a senator that trusts in the Georgia people and not no one that trusts in Joe Biden like Senator Warnock does.
Okay, so you got the situation here. The Daily Beast is saying he did it. Herschel Walker is saying he didn't do it. I guess you get to choose there and try to figure out which one you believe. But I will say this, and this is an honest question here. Why does the media care? Why does the media care if he aborted a kid? They've been asking us to shout abortions for months and years and decades. They say it's a fundamental human right to be able to kill your baby. Why do they care? Shouldn't they be cheering him on? Should they all flip-flop now and cross the lines to vote for Herschel Walker? He's doing something you say is so vitally important that it's almost the equivalent of slavery if you're not able to kill your children. If it's true that he did abort a child, why would that possibly be important to the media, other than they might want to switch their allegiances and start cheering him on? I expect tons of donations to be flowing in from the left after hearing about this. Now, of course, conservatives have a different opinion on this. They don't want babies to cease to exist. They've got a different opinion on the idea of whether children should live. So I can understand why a conservative might care, but why would anyone in the media care? Why would anyone on the left care? Oh, he's being a hypocrite. Oh, yes, because we've never seen hypocrisy out of the left or the media. They're so ideologically consistent. We should really take their complaints here seriously. This is craziness. The media doesn't care about this at all. They're just trying to win an election. And it's interesting because essentially we're talking about an organization at the Daily Beast, which I might want to remind you, I've never actually seen anything ever that has been written on the Daily Beast website that's been accurate. There may be some things I can't deny. I haven't read everything on the site. You know, maybe there's one of one of their ads about, you know, nutritional supplements. That might be, maybe some of those claims are true. I don't know. But what I will say is that they don't care if that child is dead. That I can promise you. In fact, they are cheering it on. They are cheering on your right to make sure that those children could be killed in the future. So what an incredible moral stand here by the left and the media. Now, there is some question here that would be asked by conservatives. And it's something that we should all kind of sit back and think about a little bit here as we go through the next elections going forward and into the future. The question is this the right approach? Now, I like Herschel Walker, and I have to tell you this because I want to be honest. I like Herschel Walker. He's been on the show before. He is a former Philadelphia Eagle, which automatically makes him a good person. There's a lot of things about Herschel Walker that I like. He seems like a guy who's gone through a long, tough time and is trying to make the best out of it and has changed his life around. But there is a question here as to whether this is the right candidate for this seat. We've talked about it before. What do you expect out of when you run a celebrity candidate? It's one of those things that's questionable because we all know going into this with Herschel Walker that he had all sorts of dark moments in his history. And it's one of the reasons why this story is a tad unbelievable to me. Really, like Herschel Walker, a guy who admitted to having multiple personality disorder, a guy who admitted to being terrible to women in his past, terrible with his family in his past, all that stuff he told honestly and openly and gave a lot of detail. Go back and watch the Glenn Beck podcast with Herschel Walker. He said a lot of this stuff to Glenn. But the one thing he hid was that he paid for an abortion in, you know, the same period where he's already admitted doing all sorts of things that he would never do now. And now he's out there talking about being pro-life. Look, I don't think there's much impact at all from the accusation from the Daily Beast. Again, I don't think there's ever been anything true written on the website. So would any conservative be like, you know what, I don't think I can vote for Herschel Walker now that the Daily Beast has authoritatively come out and said he's a bad person? Like, no impact at all. There is an impact, I think, from his son, Christian Walker. Now, Christian Walker has also been on many Blaze shows. He was on the radio show at one point. He's sort of a conservative influencer, pretty well known. And he has been a guy who has talked about his relationship and his father at times, but never really came out and blasted him. Well, that all changed over the last 48 hours. He says, "I know my mom and I would really appreciate it if my father, Herschel Walker, stopped lying and making a mockery of us. You're not a family man when you left us to..." My apologies, bang a bunch of women, threatened to kill us, and had us move over 6 times in 6 months running from your violence. He then went on to make a video telling some of this story as well. Here's a part of it.
"I stayed silent as the atrocities committed against my mom were downplayed. I stayed silent when it came out that my father, Herschel Walker, had all these random kids across the country, none of whom he raised. And you know my favorite issue to talk about is father absence. Surprise, because it affected me. That's why I talk about it all the time, because it affected me. Family values, people. He has 4 kids, 4 different women, wasn't in the house raising one of them. He was out having sex with other women. Do you care about family values? I was silent lie after lie after lie. The abortion card drops yesterday. It's literally his handwriting in the card. They say they have receipts, whatever. He gets on Twitter. He lies about it. Okay, I'm done. Done. Everything has been a lie."
Hmm. I mean, really, look, when your own kid is out there, and again, this is not like, Ron Reagan, who was a liberal and then came out and criticized Ronald Reagan. This is a kid, you know, of Herschel Walker, who is a conservative and has been an outspoken conservative. So you wouldn't necessarily think this is to sink his election chances, though that very well might be the result here. You know, it's interesting because, look, you go through a situation where your dad has all sorts of problems, does not act in the way that you find to be appropriate. You go through a childhood like that. I'll be honest with you. I'm thankful that I didn't go through that childhood. I didn't go through a childhood where my dad or my mom did anything like that. I had a good childhood. And so it's hard for me to relate to exactly how you'd feel in the situation. I could step back from the family part of that and say, politically, if this is true, and this guy is this bad for the Senate and the party and as a dad or whatever, like, it would have been great for you to tell us this, like, when he was still able to be primaried, like, not 5 weeks before the general election. I have no problem with any of these guys saying what they believe, but it's a tough time for this to come out if you're Christian Walker or Herschel Walker. The Senate is obviously crucial. I know Christian Walker cares about that. And look, he's in a much different situation than I'm in. I certainly can't judge. I'm just saying politically, it's like, geez, man, I would have loved to. This would have been a great time to hear about this, like, right as he announced. And then we could have all said, hey, maybe this isn't the guy for us if this story was true. But I think when you're actually thinking about your vote in Georgia, you have to make a decision based on what your choices are. And right now, you have a couple of choices. You might find Herschel Walker to be completely unacceptable after this. And a lot of people will tell you, well, you got to vote, you know, one way or the other. And you got to make that decision for yourself. That's not something that anyone can tell you. It's your vote. You own it. It's your vote. You vote how you want to vote. But if your idea is that you're worried about abortion, it's hard to think that you should go for Raphael Warnock or want him to be elected in any way. We are talking about basically the choice between taxpayer-funded abortion and a potential abortion ban in Georgia, or at least a high degree of limitation on this. You know, this is not a situation where you've got two people that are around equal and one of them is having accusations on their character. This is a situation where the guy on the left is one of the worst senators in the Senate and has voted for the all-out embrace of taxpayer-funded abortion at any time during the pregnancy. So, you know, if you look back and you say, wow, well, I really don't like that Herschel Walker allegedly from the Daily Beast said that he may have paid for an abortion, that I would agree. If that story is true, I really don't like it. But I will say, given the choice between a guy paying for an abortion several decades ago and someone who wants to pay for future abortions for decades to come, as if it's a universal human right, that choice, at least on that topic, is not difficult. Raphael Warnock is terrible. Now, our friend Dana Lash has been trending on Twitter because of the very frank way she's been talking about this. She says, Dana Lash doesn't care if Herschel Walker paid skank for abortion. Of course, not at all. She just holds back. You know, she just will not give you her opinion. She tweeted, "Don't be distracted from victory in Georgia. I'm not willing to make more babies pay for Walker's actions, if even true, by enabling an abortion on demand Warnock win." And she says that people are coming back to her and saying, "You just want power." She says, "Yeah. Democrats want power to control the Senate to pass taxpayer-funded zero-restriction abortions on demand. Warnock co-sponsored that bill. I want the Senate control to block it. Damn right I want power. Unlike some of y'all, I'm just honest about it." Now, I will remind Dana that she is from St. Louis. So the fact that she lives down here now and is saying, "y'all," I do have a problem with it. Okay? I'm from Connecticut. I never say "y'all." My wife is from Connecticut. She says "y'all" all the time, and it's unacceptable. That's just a total side rant, and don't worry about it at all. Christian Walker was also sort of called out for his early support of this, of Herschel Walker's campaign. And when you're talking about how you're going to vote, it's important to think about this. Here's Christian talking about his appearance earlier.
People on the right are pulling up that I did a campaign event with my dad last year, and they're saying, well, you supported him all last year and all this year. You look suspicious. No. You all have been calling me saying, why aren't you on the campaign trail with your dad? Why aren't you helping him out? This looks weird. You should go help him. And I've said to you calmly, I'm not getting involved.
Yeah.
You don't know my family life. I did one event last year when we were told he was going to get ahead of his past and hold himself accountable. None of that happened. Everything's been a lie. So for me to tell you I'm not getting involved, and then you also be flooding my DMs and calling me saying, I didn't know all this about your dad, we're going to lose the Senate race. And then when I simply say, I'm done with the lies, you go, well, Christian looks suspicious. Excuse me? I haven't told one story about what I experienced with him. I'm just simply saying, don't lie.
Now, look, you shouldn't lie. It's not a good idea. You should avoid that when you can, pretty much all the time. It's just a little safety tip. It was in a book a long time ago. It's a great thing. But I will say, the lying is the part that, of course, is bothering some people. If he is telling a lie, he's telling a lie, and that's going to bother people. But it's important to remember that redemption is possible. You know, if this story is completely true, he, you know, shouldn't be lying about it. But he's told so many other things, so many other stories from his past. I mean, Christian mentions, he was going to get out. He's going to get out in front of it and tell the truth about his past and the dark parts of it. I mean, maybe he didn't tell every story, but he told a lot of them. I mean, we heard a lot of his stories. He wrote a book that talked about this as well. I don't know. Maybe there's a lot more that we don't know, but it seems like he did tell quite a bit of it. I think the important thing here is, even if this were true, if it is true, and we have no idea, it's the Daily Beast. They've never written anything true that I know of on their website in the history of the site. But it is important to understand that this, if the story is true, coming from a place where you would want to pay for an abortion to a place where you want to protect human life is a good story. Lying's not a good feature if that's what's happening here. But the bottom line is, even if this story is true, that change is a change we want to encourage. It's a change that makes the world a better place. It's a change that adds people to the world. Fighting against taking innocent life in the womb is not something that should be thrown out as if it's no big deal. It is a big deal. So I think it's important that we all kind of take this into account here and analyze it on our own. I think that's important. People have to judge for themselves. But it is really, really important when you look at all of this, and it's a ever-winding story, that you look at this with your own eyes and your own brain and your own heart and try to do what you can to understand it. And then you can vote your conscience. I know that's been tossed around as a negative, but you should vote your conscience. It's your freaking vote. You do what you want. But what I will say is, you should not let the media make up your mind for you. You should not let the left make up your mind for you. And you certainly should not let the combination of those two things, which is basically the Daily Beast, and let them make up your mind for you. With the consumer price index increasing yet again, inflation on the rise, the stock market has been in absolute turmoil, as you know. What is our illustrious leader doing to quell the surge of inflation that's destroying American families? He's doubling down. He's spending more money, and he's adding to the burden and making everything worse. So don't bury your head in the sand while your savings get decimated and buried as well. Do something about it. If you text STU to 989898, text the word STU to 989898, STU, Birch Gold will send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold in a tax-sheltered account. Now, they've been around for 20 years experience converting IRAs and 401ks into precious metal IRAs. Don't let the left devalue your savings. Text STU to 989898. Get this information. Get your free, no-obligation info kit from Birch Gold. You can own physical gold and silver in a tax-sheltered retirement account, and Birch Gold will help you do it. Birch Gold has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of satisfied customers. So check it out now. Text STU to 989898 and secure your future with gold. Do it today with Birch Gold.
Hi, it's Jason Whitlock. Have you secured your spot for Roll Call 2.0, my annual men's summit in Nashville, Tennessee? Are you looking for an opportunity to fellowship with other believers, to come together across the identity lines the left have drawn to divide us? Join me, country music star John Rich, and Blaze founder Glenn Beck in Nashville on Saturday, June 1st for Roll Call 2.0. We're going to listen to great music, eat fantastic barbecue, and hear inspiring speeches from myself, Glenn Beck, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, Pastor E.W. Jackson, and many more. Let's quit letting the satanic left sift us like wheat. Let's come together as men and talk about the sacrifices we must make to restore the unity and shared values that made our country the envy of the world. Visit FearlessArmyRollCall.com to secure your spot.
I'm joined now by Glenn Beck. He has a brand new special coming up tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern. It is called America's New Alamo, Why We Must Draw a Line in the Sand. Don't miss it. Glenn, how's it going?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
We need to draw a line in the sand.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you figure out where that line is?
I mean, at the Alamo, I mean, that's where that came from. The Alamo stood up and said, draw a line in the sand. It's a losing battle. This is not, ours is not, but that was. It's a losing battle. Those who want to stay, give their life for this cause, took a stick, drew a line in the sand, come on this side. Everybody else, that's fine. And some crossed the line and left. Others stayed behind. We have to know what we're willing to stand for, what we're willing to live for, what's worth saving. And I think those things are pretty clear right now. I mean, the line in the sand, we did a show, what, a year ago? And we asked people to call in the line in the sand, and it was kind of nebulous a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, you can say, oh, well, mutilation of our children in children's hospitals, teaching my kids that drag shows are neat and nifty, taking away a parent's right to know about what's happening, being taught in schools, what they're doing with schools, what my kids are doing in school. Well, that's kind of a big line for me. The shutting down of free speech, that's a pretty big, I mean, there are several of them that have already been crossed. But tonight, I'm going to show you and ask you that question, show you some of the lines that we have in front of us, and then show you something that we found about 4 weeks ago. Jason, our head researcher, was online, and I don't know if he Googled, you know, KGB agents or chalkboards or what, but he found a chalkboard that came out either in the late 70s or early 80s. And it's a guy who's a KGB high-up guy that defected to the West. The wall comes down, and he says, look, I want to show you what we were planning on how to take you down. And he lays out a plan. It's 4 steps. We're on step 3, really, kind of now. And it's all there. It's all there. But the important thing is, it's not how they're doing it. How do you defeat it? And he is crystal clear, and I'll show you that tonight.
That's really important, because I think a lot of people can find where to draw the line, but they're not sure what to do when they're on one side or the other. Like, you know, the Alamo, if you were on the side of defending the Alamo, you knew what you were doing. You were fighting to the death, right? People can draw a line and say, well, I don't like this policy, or I think this is an infringement of our liberties.
So I really don't think it's that anymore. I mean, we are not fighting. This is why civil war doesn't really make sense, because we're not fighting people. We're fighting evil. It is evil what's going on. Okay. And so you're not lines like, I don't know if I want to pay that much in taxes. That's not a line. Mm-hmm. That's not a line. This is an affront to my religious belief, my personal belief. It's an affront to truth or untruth. And those are a little easier. You know, what are the things that you would have said 10 years ago? That's never going to happen.
The list is incredible.
Incredible
so
list.
Long.
And the reason why it would never happen is because We all thought those things are crazy. Crazy. Ricky Gervais in his special says, you know, you're not going to find anybody who's been kicked off Twitter for an old tweet where they said men can't have babies. Because 10 years ago, we didn't think we had to say it. Okay? So what are those things that you were like, no, that's crazy. That'll never happen. That's a line. And if you are tolerating it, why? What happened in your life? You're not in the minority. You can't be. You're just in a silent majority, and everybody else thinks that they're in a minority. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You standing up, you might stand alone, but I guarantee you, you will stand alone, and everybody will come up to you afterwards and go, thank God somebody said that.
Yeah.
Okay? We just need more people to stand up and say that, and it's over. Once you don't accept the lie, it's over.
Are you concerned? Because, I mean, you have a very large group, obviously. In every large group, there's a bunch of different flavors of people. You have many, the overwhelming majority, that are going to push back against these things through normal means, right? Speak out, vote, be an activist, whatever it is. But it seems like the left is pushing so hard because they want to break these fringes. They want to find the people who
will fight.
Will fight and do something crazy, mm-hmm. and then they can blame and wipe out the whole movement. Are you mm-hmm. concerned about that?
Oh, yeah. Very concerned. But I'm concerned about that on all sides.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody's ramped up. And one side is being ramped up, and then they pay no price for what they do. That's what I'm really afraid of. But, you know, you can't, there's always somebody stupid. There's always somebody stupid. I will just tell you that I denounce you and do not want anything to do with you if you think violence is the answer. Because it's not. That's the fastest way to slavery. And you'll understand because of step 4 that I'll show you on the chalkboard today.
All right, got to check this out. Let me go back to what we started this show with today, which was Herschel Walker. Yeah. You've talked to Herschel Walker. Did you do a podcast with Herschel, or was it just a couple of extended interviews?
No, I did a podcast. Interviews?
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
You learned a lot about him, and he, I think, has been pretty upfront that...
None of this surprises me.
It doesn't.
Mm-mm. None of this surprises me. I mean, Herschel's been my neighbor forever, you know, until he moved to Georgia. Mm-hmm. And he's got a great reputation. He and his wife are loved and, you know... It's he's a good neighbor. Now, nobody knows what happens when the door is closed, but I really truly believe, and I could be wrong, you know, only God knows the hearts of men. I truly believe he's a changed man. I really believe that. And I believe that because he came out and said to me a lot of stuff. He was like, oh man, I was not good to my wife, not good to women. Blah, blah, blah. He said all those things to me. And you don't generally don't lead with that in a private conversation. You know, why would you lead with that? We were talking about the Lord and talking about how forgiveness and redemption works. So I'm not surprised by any of this. I don't like to see it, you know, being spilled on the front pages. I don't necessarily believe the abortion thing, mm-hmm. but I don't know.
It may be, right?
I don't know.
We don't know.
You know, if he believed that back then and he doesn't today, hallelujah. Isn't that the point?
Right. I guess what I'm getting at is that, you know, you've been outspoken about this in your life, totally different set of problems you've had than Herschel. But, you know, you went through a period, we used to call yourself a dirtbag. You used to call yourself all sorts of terrible names for what you used to do in the past. You change, right? Like you grow, and those people are often the most effective people speaking about that. I mean, you think about, you know, your battles with alcoholism, right? Mm-hmm. You constantly talk now about overcoming that, and you've been a really positive voice. We've heard from hundreds, if not thousands, of listeners over the years that have said that you've made a real change in their life on that topic. Isn't that part of the journey that's supposed to be the good part of the journey?
I think that's one of the lines in the sand. Do you believe in redemption? If you call yourself a Christian and you don't believe in redemption, what do you have? You know, that is the point. We're all sinners. Natural man is an enemy to God. And if we just, you know, please ourselves and do whatever feels good and everything else, we will be committing all kinds of things that are not so good that will leave a mark. Okay? The idea is you come out and you, each one of us, has to find the truth. And we find it in different ways and at different times. Some don't find the truth for a long time. I didn't until I was almost 40. And when I finally found the truth, it changed me. That's redemption. That's good. That's a positive story. I think that's what Herschel has. I don't know. But he's denying those things, and he's been really open. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that were true, because he was open about his life.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when he first announced his run, and he was talking about, you know, multiple personality disorder, right?
Yeah.
Like, it would be weird to admit multiple personality disorder, but not abortion, right? Like, it would be weird to admit all these other things.
Or even you know, he's admitted to troubles with his family.
Yeah.
Multiple personality disorder. Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound like a cakewalk for the family.
No.
You know, do I need to know all of the details? Do I need him confessing everything? No.
I know you don't get bogged down in politics all the time. That's not really your interest or passion. But, like, you've been through a million elections. We've covered them together over the years. What is your vibe of this right now, going into the midterms? What do you think is going to happen? Is this going to be a good story at the end of the day, or a bad one? Not just Herschel, but, I mean, the entire thing.
I have a hard time separating from what I feel and what I want to happen from what is going to happen, what's really happening right now. But I have this sense that this is going to be a tidal wave. I think it'll be a tidal wave. I really
in
do.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a good way.
Really?
I could be wrong, because there's no indication, you know. It's just talking to people, and it could be also that I live in Texas. Talking to people, they have had enough. They've had enough. Now, what percentage is that? I don't know.
Yeah, how does that translate?
I mean, you know, there's so many just stupid people who are ignorant. Yeah. And it's self-imposed. They don't know what's going on. They don't care what's going on. They're going to care very soon. Very soon.
Mm. All right. Well, the special is tonight. You don't want to miss it.
It's a really good one.
It's going to be really good. America's New Alamo, Why We Must Draw a Line in the Sand, including a 1980s chalkboard from the KGB.
I mean, three chalkboards.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is going to be a lot of fun. Make sure to check it out. With your BlazeTV.com subscription, BlazeTV.com/Stu, use the promo code Stu, because that's how they know you like this stupid show. Plus, you'll save $10. Glenn, looking forward to it. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Ah, yes, fall. Fall, depending on where you live, you're going to be overheating one second, you're going to be freezing the next second. You got to be ready for anything, and you need underwear that can handle every single thing that's thrown your way. It's time for Tommy John underwear. Tommy John underwear, you're going to be very, very comfortable. You're going to be able to do everything better. I wasn't there for the formation of this company, but it seems to me that they started with the idea of, like, what are the things that annoy us about underwear? And then they just solved all those problems. Like, they just made it all better. They're breathable, they're lightweight, they have great fabric, they have four times the stretch of competing brands. They had come with the no wedgie guarantee, of course. They don't roll up, they don't roll down. They do all the things the underwear is supposed to do, plus they're super comfortable, and they have incredible loungewear as well that you're really going to like. 17 million pairs sold. People love Tommy John underwear. They don't have customers, they have fanatics. Plus, everything is backed with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Go to TommyJohn.com/Stu right now for 20% off your first order. 20% off at TommyJohn.com/Stu. TommyJohn.com/Stu. Ah, yes, the best in election coverage coming your way over the next 5 weeks. It's a big, big time as we get closer and closer to election 2022. We've been doing some behind the scenes planning on the election coverage for the night of the election. We'll be here all night. late into the evening, into the early morning hours, talking about the election and how the Senate, the House, the governors are all going to break, the ballot measures, all that stuff we'll be covering. And, of course, you can get that as part of your Blaze TV subscription. BlazeTV.com/Stu is the place to go to subscribe to Blaze TV. Use the promo code Stu, and you'll get, I think it's 10% off right now. You can check that out. I will say, too, on Friday on this program, it's basically a month before the election. So we're going to do an election update, give you where everything stands on Friday's program right here on the feed for Stu Does America. And that's available on YouTube. Also, blazetv.com/Stu. Promo code is Stu. Joe Biden's approval has slipped to 40%, which is actually, I would argue, good news, because the fact that it had anywhere to slip to get to 40% means that it was a little higher than 40%, which is way better than he's been doing recently. But it's been as low as 36%. It was 41% a week earlier, now down to 40. The White House is, of course, incredibly desperate right now. Desperate times call for desperate measures, and they are getting desperate. They're weighing now a controversial measure to lower gas prices ahead of the midterms. This is including a ban on exports on U.S. gas. Again, this is just a total power grab. He has no right to do this. He shouldn't be doing it. All these things being said, it's fascinating to see this in real time. They realized the gas price thing killed them when it was at 36%. Gas prices were even higher. They started coming down. They started bragging about it almost immediately. Well, now they're going back up again, and they're looking for anything they can do to try to quell that. Now, one of the things they've tried to do is lower our strategic oil supply to the lowest point it's been in 40 years, which you might argue is a bad idea when you are, let's say, in the middle of a potential war with Russia in some way, when you have went through a big hurricane. What if a hurricane hits? We have all these things going on, and the president's answer to it is to dump our strategic oil reserve into the market to lower prices temporarily so he can get through an election. That's what he's doing. 100% what he's doing. And it has been to the cost of this country. And Americans should prepare now for higher gas prices. This is what analysts are saying. OPEC threw a bucket of cold water on the idea of lower gas prices. An analyst told Fox Business they're pulling back. And if they pull back, that means prices will likely go up. If prices likely go up, then Joe Biden will, of course, do worse with his party in the elections coming up. And that's a huge, huge deal to them. In fact, It's all they think about every day is trying to get people to vote for them. This is how they act. They do it to try, in the window around the election, it's all about getting votes. And then all the other times is when they spend the trillions of dollars and ruin the entire country. So it really is a fascinating thing that they're doing there, making the country worse and worse minute by minute. Thank you so much to the president of the United States and everyone that works with him. And by the way, speaking of making things much, much worse for the country, Chris Cuomo has a new show. News Nation is the place that decided to employ him for God knows what reason. He came on and he put up a big 147,000 total viewers on Monday night in his first show. Now, that's, of course, a tad less than what we saw for Tucker Carlson, 2.9 million. But it was also lower than some other shows you may have heard of, like Chris Hayes and Anderson Cooper, also including Eric Bolling, a former Blaze alum who is now over at Newsmax, beat him. And also he was beaten by shows like Blue Bloods on News Nation, the same channel. Also, the 7 p.m. lead-in hour on News Nation, the same channel. And also some other favorites like Paw Patrol, SpongeBob, and Seinfeld. And also Bob's Burgers and The Office. Now, Seinfeld and The Office, going to beat a lot of shows. Bob's Burgers, maybe not so much. So congratulations, Chris Cuomo, you're failing again. Watch every show on YouTube, and you can comment below. Make sure to follow the show if you would, and click like right now if you're watching on YouTube. This one on yesterday's show, free speech comes with some risk. Controlled and censored speech comes with far greater risk. Don't say that on YouTube. You're going to get me banned. If we really had private property rights, the government would not be allowed to tax our one true form of private property, our time. Yes, of course. And this one comes in, love this stupid show. That's a term of endearment, by the way. People call this show stupid. as a term of endearment. At least that's what my mom tells me. So BlazeTV.com/Stu is the place to go to subscribe to Blaze TV. Use the promo code Stu, save 10%. We'll see you tomorrow.